Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist in Geneva. And this month I'm speaking with Adrian Hurst, who is the ICT leader for the English secondary at the Institut International de l'ANSI, IIL. Adrian will be speaking with us about technology. For more information, please visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind. So, Adrian, what are some new technologies that are relevant for students in school?
Well, over the last year or so, we've seen a real explosion in new technologies. A wide variety of new technologies, particularly interesting in a school setting, are things like augmented reality, which is leading further from virtual reality, which is now becoming advanced enough to be useful in an educational setting. Having said that, I think the big buzzword for everyone this year in the light of recent developments has to be artificial intelligence. And we're definitely very focused on seeing where that goes and how we can incorporate that into teaching and learning at IIL.
So I know this is a very big topic, perhaps bigger than the scope of this show, but can you provide us some general insight about artificial intelligence in the future, notably in the school setting?
Well, within schools, specifically in the education sector, we have seen a huge uptake. We've noticed this personally and amongst our colleagues and in other schools, but even studies in the media have shown, Forbes have shown in their studies, that there's been a massive uptake in the educational sector, particularly of tools directly related to improving the educational experience. Coupled with that, we have expectations this year in 2024 of a much greater rollout of AI than we had this time last year, for example, when ChatGPT popped onto the scene. And for the first time in mainstream, if you like, people became aware of the way AI can function at a personal level. AI has obviously been around and being used in great depth for a lot longer than that. But that's where we began to notice it directly.
But are there certain mistakes that at this stage we could aim to avoid in terms of AI?
Well, it's a very difficult subject, very broad subject to predict what will happen. But we don't have a wonderful history with new technology as a species, as a human race. And in fact, Noah Yuval Harari has mentioned, and I'll sort of not quote directly from him, but he has some very interesting insights, well worth reading if any of your listeners would like to hear from somebody vastly more intelligent than myself about these ideas, to read some of his. And he points out that there are three key ideas that we really need to understand about AI. One of them is that it makes its own decisions. It can make its own decisions. And this makes it different from the technology we're used to. So machines that we use up to now don't decide for themselves. AI can. Plus, a second thing, AI can actually create its own material. Now, previous media, television, radio relies on humans to create the actual media itself, whereas AI can now generate original content. And that is a game changer. And the third thing he mentions, as you coming back to your question, we need to avoid making mistakes. With technology that we have developed in the past, we tend to use it initially in all the ways we can think of, but those can be misused. And we have done this traditionally with technology being turned to warfare and so forth. So it's going to be very important that knowing how powerful AI can be, that we try to avoid these mistakes with proper legislation, with control and regulation of the way AI is being developed.
Thank you very much, Adrian. Indeed, a topic which merits further discussion. If you would like to hear that show again or more from our Kids in Mind series, please visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.